Today's Amud is Tainis Chasam and Aleph. We're holding on Zainim Abayz, five lines of the bottom, Va'amar Abami. So says the Gemara, and we're in the middle of discussing, and we're going to continue this theme of discussing what you're supposed to understand when you see that there's no rain. So we had a whole Amud of different Averas that different Tanayim and Amarayim chose, that they said, if you see there's no rain, you're supposed to assume it's this Avera, it's Lashon Hara, it's Gazel, a whole list of different Averas. So on that note, the Gemara is going to bring Rav Ami, who continued this and discussed other things you're supposed to assume when you see that there's no rain. Rav Ami is going to invoke a Pasuk in Keheles. From that, we're going to go on a tangent and discuss other drushes from this pasuk through that other drushes from the next pasuk in Koheles, and that's basically the synopsis of this amud of Chesam and Aleph. Al Kavan now says the Gemara, Zainim Abayz, five lines from the bottom, Va'amar Abami. My dechsev, what's the meaning of the pasuk in Koheles, which says, Imkeya Barzav Ulay Panim Kilkal? It says, if the sword is dull, V'ulay Panim Kilkal, doesn't have a sharpness to it, says Rabami, it means like this. If you see the heavens, shakeya kibarzel, it's dull like iron, milahoyre talu matar, from bringing down rain, it's bishvil maise adar shahimikul kalin. You're supposed to assume when you see that there's no rain, it's because people aren't doing the right things. Shanemar, the pasuk says, v'hu loy panim kilkal, that it's because v'hu loy panim kilkal, because people are being mikul kal, they're not doing the right things. And mata kanason, and what's the fix? What do you do if you want there to be rain? It's his God. You have to daven. Shanemar, as the hemshech of the pasuk in Koheles over there says, the pasuk says v'chayolim yigaber. It says that it strengthens the warriors, which means you're supposed to strengthen yourself by davening. V'yisron hachshir chachma, and the pasuk then says v'yisron hachshir chachma, that it would have been better, more powerful. That wisdom is more powerful. Says Rav Ami, what it means is kol shekeinim huchshru masein meikara. That it would have been better if they never would have been mikul kal, if they would have known what to do from the beginning and they would have done the right things all the way from the beginning. So then that would have been the best. So that's why now the Gemara invoked this pasuk in Koheles, was because it was discussing rain. Now the Gemara is going to bring a couple other mahalchim and how to understand this pasuk in Koheles. So starting with Reish Lakish says that what the pasuk means like this is that if Reisa Talmud, that if you see a student shelimudai kasha olav kebarzel, that his learning is very hard, it's very difficult. It's not just stam, he's not smart. He's very confused when he learns. He has lots of questions, and he doesn't understand bichlal what's going on. Says Reish Lakish, you want to know why that's happening? It's bishvil mishnasai she'ena sedur alav. It's because he doesn't have his mishnayis clear. He doesn't have the building blocks. He doesn't have the fundamentals clear, and he's going right away into the sugyas and the ian. He has to first get the gemara clear, or in those times, he had to first get the mishnayis clear before going to shir, and he's not doing that. Shanemar, as the pasuk says, v'hu loy panim kilkal, which Reish Lakish is darshaning, v'hu loy, that he's not being matzliach, it's because panim kilkal. It's because panim, the things that are supposed to be first, the fundamentals, are mikul kal. He doesn't have those clear. He doesn't have the mishnayis clear. So my takanase, so what's his fix? Is yarbe b'yeshiva? He should spend more time in yeshiva and really going over the mishnayis. Shanemar, as the pasuk says, v'chayolim yigaber, that he should be misgaber and yeshiva and learning and chazering over the mishnayis. V'yichsroin chachshir chachma, that kol shekein mishnasei sedur loy meikara. It would have been better if he never would have had this misstep, if he would have already from the beginning had chazered his mishnayis and had it clear and misudar, that would have been the best. Ki had the Reish Lakish, like that which Reish Lakish, the mahalach of Reish Lakish, who is the one who just made this drasha, he was also Mekayim this drasha. Reish Lakish have a misader masnisin arba'in zimnin keneged arba'im yoyim shenitna Torah va'ayol lekami d'Rabbi Yochanan. He would first chazer over his sugya, he would chazer over his mishnayis 40 times before going to shir in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Before he went to shir by his Rabbi, he would chazer the mishnayis 40 times. I heard many times from Rav Glustein, one of the Rashi Yeshivas of the Mir. I believe the number he said is four. He said before going to shir, every bachar, everywhere, avrich, has to chazer over the Gemara four times, at least four times. That was his number. Four times, you have to chazer over the Gemara. You have to make sure first you have the Gemara clear before you're trying to go to the more complicated steps. So Reish Lakish, 40 times, much more, 40 times. Rav Glustin apparently is not doirish as many. You're not mamish 40, but at least four times you should have the Mishnayos clear, or in our case, sometimes the Gemara clear before then trying to take the next step. So that was Reish Lakish's Hanhaga. He would chazra it 40 times before going to shir in front of Rabbi Yechanan. Rav Adabar Ava, Mesadar Masnisan Esen V'Arba Zimnin, he would chazra it 24 times. Reish Lakish did it 40 times, connected the days of Matan Torah. So that at least has a Havana to it. It was 40 times. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu, Mestama was learned it over 40 times. So Reish Lakish followed Moshe Rabbeinu's lead. Moshe Rabbeinu learned it 40 times. Reish Lakish learned it 40 times before going to his shir in front of Rabbi Yechanan. Rav Adabar Rav learned it 24 times. He was Mesadar Masnisan Esen V'Arba Zimnin. He would chazer it over 24 times. Keneged Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. Keneged the 24 books of Tanakh, which B'chayr is Kasha, is difficult to understand what the Sheikhis is. It's Tam 24 because there's 24 books of Tanakh. What does that have to do with learning? But Al Kavanah, that's what he did. He would chazer 24 times. V'ayo Lekame Derava. And only then, after he chazered his Mishnayos 24 times, so then he would go to Shir in front of Rava. Now Rava Amar, Rava says a third completely new mahalach in the pasuk that this pasuk of hulei panim keya habarza of hulei panim kilkal says Rava Amar, it means like this, that in reisa talmid shalimudai kasha olav kibarzel, that if you see a student that learning is very difficult for him, he's not doing so well in yeshiva, you should know it's b'shvil rabbi she'enei mazber loy panim, it's because his rabbi isn't looking at him properly, he's not giving him enough kavod. As the pasuk says, "V'hu loy panim kilkal." That v'hu loy, he's not being matzliach. It's because panim kilkal. It's because his rabbi is giving him a bad face. He's not respecting him, and that's why the Talmud is not doing well in yeshiva. So my takanase. So what's the fix? How do you get him to do better? Is yarbe olav reyim? Rashi explains: you bring his friends. His friends should go to the rebbeim or to the rabbi, and they should defend him. They should tell him how great he is, and get the rabbi to be mechaber him more. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'chayalim yigaber, that the chayalim, the other students, yigaber, they should be mezgaber on the Rebbe to show more ava to the student. The yisrein hachshir chachma, that kol shekenim hachshiru maisa b'fnei rabba meikara, that things would have been the best if his Rebbe would have appreciated his maisim already from the beginning, that would have been the best. So that's the third mahalach in this pasuk of Imkei HaBarzel. Again, we brought in the pasuk because Rabbi Ami, who was the first one to dash in the pasuk, connected it with rain, which is the topic of our Gemaras. Once we mentioned Rav Ami's drasha, so then we mentioned Reish Lakish's drasha, that if you see a Talmud shelimudei kasha olav kibarzel, it's because he doesn't have his Mishnayos clear, and then we brought this third mahalach of Rava, that it's because his Rebbe's not being masber leipanim. Now that we mentioned this pasuk of Gehelas, which was Perik Yod, pasuk Yod, so the Gemara now brings a drasha on the next pasuk in Gehelas, on Perik Yod, pasuk Yod Aleph. So says the Gemara of Amr of Ami, and besides just being the next pasuk in Kehelas, it's also now, this is going to have to do with rain as well. V'Amr of Ami, Madichsev, what's the meaning of the pasuk? So the pasuk shot in the pasuk means that if the snake bites and there's someone there that he knows how to get the snake to go away, and he doesn't do his lachash, he doesn't do his spell or whatever it is that he knows how to do to make the snake go away, and there's no advantage to him the fact that he knows how to make the snake goes away because he didn't utilize what he knows how to do. And it's a mashal to a rav, to a leader of a community who he knows how to give mussar to the tzibur that they're doing something wrong, and he keeps his mouth shut and he doesn't get them to stop, so he doesn't have anything to gain from the fact that he knows whatever it is that he knows because he's not using it properly. So says Rav Ami, though, that the pasuk's discussing rain. Says Rav Ami, im ra'isa dar shashamayim mishan, that if you see a dar that the heavens is mishatchin, it's like rusty, like copper from bringing down rain, it's b'shvil loich she'lechishay she'ein b'dar, it's because we don't have enough whisperers, we don't have enough people that are davening tefila b'lachash, people aren't davening properly. So my tekanosan, so what's the fix? It's yilchu eitzol mi she'yodei alilchosh, so you should go to a person, you should go to a tamen chacham, you should go to a person who knows how to daven. Go to the tzaddik who knows how to daven. Dechsev, as the pasuk says elsewhere, it says yagid olav reyoy, that your friend should daven for you. Yagid is the lashon of tefila. That Yagid Olav Reya, your friend should daven for you. Ve'en Yisroin Lebal HaLashayn. And on that, the Pasuk says, Ve'en Yisroin Lebal HaLashayn, says Rav Ami, what that means is as follows, that Umi She'afshir Lo Lilchesh, Ve'en Olaychesh, if a person knows how to daven, and he doesn't daven properly, so mahana yeshlai, so what does he gain from this, that he knows how to daven? If he's not using what he knows how to do, so then he has nothing to gain. Ve'im lachash v'loy nana. Now if he does daven, and he just simply isn't answered, so mai takanase, so what should the tzibur do now? They needed terrain, they went to the person who knows how to daven. He davened, and lamaisa, he still wasn't answered, so what's the next step? It's yelech etzal chasid shebedar. So they should go to the chassid of the generation, the yarbe Allah betfila, and he, the chassid, he should be barbe betfila, shenemar, as the pasuk says, vayitzav leb mafgia, that he makes a rain through mafgia, like we mentioned before, that pegia refers to tfila, that Hashem makes a rain through tfila, vein pegia la tfila, like we mentioned previously, shenemar, as the pasuk says, va'at al tespalu ba'adam azev, va'altisa ba'adam rinu tfila, va'altifga bi, and don't dive into me, so you see, pegia is a lashon of tfila, and the pasuk is saying that Hashem makes it rain through tefillah. So maybe this is like a makar to go to the Rebbe. You go to the chassid shebedar, and he's going to daven. That's the next step. That's what you do, and then through that we'll get the rain. Ve'im lachash ve'also biyadai umegis daitay alav. And now if he davens and lemaisa it works, he gets a terrain, and he sees that wow, you know, I daven and I got a terrain, and he has gaiva from that umegis daitay alav. Says the Gemara, he's mevi af la'ilav. If this Talmud Chacham, he davens, and through that, his tefillah is answered, and becomes a balgaiva from it, so he brings anger from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he brings anger into the world. Shanemra, as the Pasuk says, that mikna'af, it's the end of the Pasuk, it says, mikna'af al-ayla. It says that he acquires anger al-ayla because he was ayla, because he acted with gaiva, so he acquires af, he acquires anger, he brings anger into this world. So now, just another drush on these last words, Rava Amar, Rava says it's referring to something else. It's referring to Shnei Tamid Chachamim Sheyoshvin Be'er Achas. It's referring to two Tamid Chachamim who dwell in the same city, Ve'inaychin Zeh Lezeh B'Halacha, and they don't discuss learning with each other. Each one's not machshiv the other one's opinion. Each one is very stuck in his own way of thinking. He's not willing to hear the other one's opinion. In that case, it's Miskayin Ba'af. So Miskanin Ba'af. So they provoke anger. Umal and Isai, and they bring it up, they make it that there's anger also in this world. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, that Mikna'af al-Aila, also same idea that they, but just referring to these Shnei Tamid Chachamim, that's what Rava says, they're the ones who are Mikna'af al-Aila, they acquire af through their gaiva of not willing to be Naichin Zelazeb Halacha and hear the other one's opinion. Now, Amar Reish Lakish, back to the original Pasuk in Kehelas. Parik Yud, Pasuk Yud Aleph of Ve'en Yisroin Lebal HaLashayin, Reish Lakish has a different drasha. And again, we brought this Pasuk because Rav Ami tied it to rain. Rav Ami says that the Pasuk's referring to when there's no rain, so you should assume it's because people aren't davening, we need to go to someone to daven for us. Now that we mentioned this Pasuk, so the Gemara brings Reish Lakish who darshan something else from this Pasuk. That Amar Reish Lakish, my dechsev, what's the meaning of the Pasuk that we just brought? Em Yishaych HaNachash B'Lachash Ve'en Yisroin Lebal HaLashayin, says Reish Lakish what the Pasuk's referring to is like this, the lasilava in the future, miskapzai subais kolachayo iseitzel anachash. In the future, so all the animals are going to go to the snake and they're going to taina on the snake, vaimrim lion, they're going to say to the snake, that ari dairez vaichel. The lion, yeah, you know, he tramples and he attacks and he eats. So Lamaisa, he has an excuse for the fact that he attacks. Because at least he's eating supper. He's eating what he's attacking. Ze'ev tayre v'aichel. The ze'ev also, the wolf, he attacks, but Lamaisa, he then eats the thing that he attacks. But they say to the snake, but ata, you snake, ma hana yeshlecha, what hana are you getting? You bite and you kill and you don't even eat it. So what hana, what are you doing? What's your excuse? So Amar Lahem, and the snake's gonna tell them, he's gonna tell the other animals, Ve'ein Yisrael Lebal HaLashon, that there's no advantage to the one who says Lashon Hara, what Hana does he get? The one who says Lashon Hara, he attacks, he puts down someone, and he gains nothing from it. So I'm no worse than the one who says Lashon Hara. That's what Reish Lakish says, that's what this pasuk is going on. I always had a difficulty understanding what exactly the Gemara means, that Ve'ein Yisrael Lebal HaLashon, that there's no Hana, there's no advantage to the one who says Lashon Hara. I mean, it's not necessarily true. I mean, L'chaira, I don't know what the Pshat in the Gemara is. If a person says Lashon Hara and through that he gets a promotion, he gets the job, he puts down the rival, and now he's able to get the job, so then he does get advantage sometimes from the fact that he spoke Lashon Hara. So maybe you'll say, yeah, but no, that everything's been Hashemayim, and he's not really getting any more Hana than he would have gotten anyways. Whatever Parnassah he was supposed to get, he's going to get anyways. I mean, that's true about any Hana. If a person eats Nevelos and Trefus, also you could say that he's not really gaining anything. You can't steal Hana. Whatever Hana he's getting extra, so to speak, now, Hashem's going to take away from a different place. So you can't steal, if you're not supposed to get a certain amount of Hana that year, you're not going to get that amount. So that's true about everything. So what does the Gemara mean about Lashon Hara, that there's ain yisra in Labala Lashon, that there's no advantage, he doesn't get any Hana? Many times he could get Hana. Tzarechin, if anyone has a pshat, I would love to hear it. Please send it in. Says the Gemara, Vayter lo Amar of Ami, ain tfilase shel adam nishmas, elem kein mesim nafshoi bekapoi. Says Rav Ami now, another memra from Rav Ami, I guess that's the Sheikhs now, to this memra. Rav Ami says that a person's tefillah is only answered if he's mesim nafshei bekapoy, if he puts his soul into his palms. They used to lift up their palms when they would daven. You lift up your hands, like you see in all the good picture books when you have Moshe Rabbeinu davening or different tzaddikim davening, his hands are up. So the hands being up, you're supposed to be mesim nafshei bekapoy. You're supposed to put your nefesh into those hands. You're supposed to be putting your nefesh focusing towards Hashem, which really is another way of describing kavana. You're supposed to have kavana, that a person's tefillah is only answered if he's mesim nafshei bekapoy, if he puts his soul into his palms, which means that he has good kavana. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, nasu levaveinu el kapayim, that we put our hearts into our palms. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is that really true, that a person's tefillah is only answered if he has kavana? V'ha'oikim Shmuel amayrale, but Shmuel one time appointed a translator to translate his drasha, Udarash, and he darshan the following. He said that the pasuk says, Yifatuhu befihem, it says that they bequeal him with their mouths, they appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their mouths, ubil shayinim yichazvu loy, and with their tongues they lie to Hashem, v'libay loy nachan imay, their hearts aren't really there, they'll say the right words, but they're not really having kavana, v'loy nemnu bebrisoy, and they're not really having emuna, they're not really doing, v'loy nemnu bebrisoy, they're not really doing ratzon Hashem, v'afal pikein, and yet what does the next pasuk say? That even though they're not really focusing on their tefillah, they're so to speak lying to Hashem, they're davening, they're saying the words, but they're not having kavana. And still, what does the next pasuk say? That Hashem forgives them. So you see, even without kavana, Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to tefillah. Says the Gemara like Asha, kam biyachu kam betzibur. There's a difference between if you're davening by yourself and if you're davening betzibur. When you daven betzibur, so then that betzibur has a special kayach that even if you don't daven with kavana, your tefillah is still able to be answered. But if a person, for whatever reason, is davening by himself without the tzibur, so then he better have kavana. Then if he doesn't have kavana, his tefillah isn't answered. There's a special kayach when you daven with the tzibur, so then even if you don't have kavana, your tefillah is answered. That's the special kayach at tzibur. Amar of Amin, that ain geshamim yardin ela b'shvil bali amana, that we only get rain b'shvil the people that are acting with honesty, perhaps in business, they're acting with emunah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, emes me'eretz titzmach v'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf, that we get the rain, we get things to grow, when there's emes, when people are acting with emunah and with tzidkus, that's when we get rain. And Amar Ravami said another thing, that bayu re'ei kama gedoilim bali amana. Look how great the bali amana are. Here, bali amana refers to people who have emuna. Look how great emuna is. Minayim, where do you see the greatness of emuna? Michol da ubar. You see it from the weasel and the pit. What's the story of the weasel in the pit? The Gemara does not tell us the story. The Gemara just tells us that you see it from the story with the weasel in the pit. We have a Messiah what the story is. The Gemara doesn't bring it. Rashi brings it. Tosis brings it. Other Rishonim bring it. The story goes like this. There was a girl that was one time going. She was one time traveling to her father's house. And while she was traveling, she fell into a pit. She fell into this bar, and there was a boy. A boy was passing by the pit, and he sees this girl inside the pit. And the girl's saying, oh, could you help me out? So he says to her, I'll help you out on the condition that you marry me. So, okay, the Gemara has all the good eitzes to solve the shidduch crisis, right? So he says, okay, I'll get you out of the pit if you marry me. So she says to him, okay, fine. So they make a shvua that they're going to get married to each other. And they say, who's going to be the Edom? So they say, there was a, happened to have been a weasel passing by at the time. They said, the chuld and the bar, they're going to be the Edom. They didn't have any way to get married at that moment. They were very young. So they said, when we're older, we're going to get married. And the witnesses are the chuld and the bar, meaning they're the ones who are going to make sure that we keep our promise. They made a promise to each other, and the Edom on the promise that in the future they're going to get married was the pit that the girl was in, and the chuld, the weasel that passed by. Lamaisa, time went by, and the girl, she kept her promise, she was waiting, she didn't go out on any dates, she was waiting for this guy, that's who she's gonna marry. The guy had other ideas, he got set up with someone else, he ended up marrying someone else. He had a child with this other lady, he got married, and they had two boys. One of the boys died by a weasel, and the other boy died by falling into a pit. So his wife said to him, like, what's going on? My hide, our children died in such weird ways. So the boy says to her, or now he's a man already, he says to her, well, I'll tell you the truth, that when I was younger, I saw one time this girl, she fell into a pit. He tells her the whole story. And the Edom were the weasel in the pit, the chulda in the bar. So that's the chayra what happened. That's why our children, they died in these strange ways. It's the chulda in the bar. They're taking retribution because of the fact that they didn't fulfill my promise. So if that's the case, the lady said to him, if that's the case, then let's get divorced, and you should really go ahead and you should marry her. And that's taka what happened. So Lamaisa, so you see from here, the greatness that in a people that had a muna and a chulda and a bar, it was kach, says the Gemara. You see, if a person believes in a weasel in a pit, you see what happens. They put their amunah in the chulda in the bar, and taka, it was the promise, the chulda in the bar came through with their promise. All the more so, a person who puts his amunah in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, all the more so, so he'll get the siyata d'shmaya that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will be there for him. That if he puts his amunah in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so a Kadosh Baruch Hu will be there to fulfill whatever it is your ma'amin in the Kadosh Baruch Hu for that thing. And the Ben Yishchai and the Ben Yoyada, he brings another example of a chulda nabar. There was another story with a chulda nabar that happened in his times. He brings a story that there was one time there was a caravan of people going from one city to another. They were going to do business, and there was a yid on this trip. And he was a very wealthy yid, and there was also a certain guy on this trip. And this guy recognized the yid that he was very wealthy, and he decided to get close to him. So he's smoozing with him the whole time as they're going on this trip. They're riding on these donkeys and chamaras, right? And this guy is befriending this yid. He's telling him all interesting stories. They become good friends as they're traveling along on one specific day. The guy decides this is going to be the day. And he starts telling him all these really interesting stories, and he's really distracting him. And he gets to the point where they're really far behind. The rest of the caravan, the rest of the people traveling, they're very far ahead. And all the way in the back, lost behind, is this guy and this very wealthy yid. And the guy is doing a good job of distracting the yid. Finally, they're far enough away. The guy brings the yid into a deserted place. They're already in the middle of nowhere. And he says to the yid, I'm going to kill you now. I'm going to take all your money. So the yid is scared. He's by himself. He's screaming. No one's able to hear him. And the guy's about to kill him. And the yid turns to the guy and he says to him, I'm warning you, if you kill me, so Hashem's going to take retribution from you. So the guy starts laughing. Are you crazy? No one's even going to know about this. Who do you think's going to help you? So there was a certain bird that was right there at the time. So the yid, he points to the bird and he says, that bird is going to take retribution from you. Fine. So the guy starts laughing. A bird's going to take retribution. He kills the yid and he takes all of his money. Eventually the trip is over. They go back to their town and the guy becomes fabulously wealthy. He took all this yid's wealth. He became fabulously wealthy. The yid's family, in the meantime, they mourned. They figured their relative didn't come back home. So they started to mourn. And this guy, he became fabulously wealthy. And over the years, he started working his way up. Eventually he became part of the government. Eventually he became like the second to the king, and he started eating his sudas every day with the king. Well, one of the days he's eating the suda with the king, and the king tells him, today we have a special delicacy. They're sitting down at the table, just him and the king, and the king tells them, we have a special treat for today. So the guy says to the king, oh wow, what's the treat? they pick up the plate that has the cover, the dome cover over the plate, picks it up, what's in the plate, and he tells them a specific type of bird. And it was that bird that Yid had pointed to the guy and told him, that's the bird that's going to take retribution from you. So the guy sees this bird and he starts laughing, you know, he starts smiling, he's remembering the time when he killed the Yid, and the Yid told him that, oh, Hashem's going to get you back. And he starts laughing, like, look, that Yid died, I got all of his money, here I am, sitting at a meal alone, just me and the king, what is this, this Yid is crazy, and he starts smirking. So the king sees that this other guy, that he's starting to smirk, and he thought it was very suspicious. Well, you see, I tell you, I'm offering you this certain burden, and you're like laughing to yourself, what's going on, what's so funny? So now the guy's really stuck, because he couldn't tell him the truth, that he had just killed someone in the town, so he wasn't really sure what to say. He says, oh no, it's nothing. So the king says, what do you mean it's nothing? What are you laughing about? You have to tell me. So at this point, the guy couldn't keep it in. He couldn't not tell the king. He can't not tell him why he's laughing. So he tells the king the truth. He figures, anyways, the king does not like he's a lover of Jews. What does he care? He tells the king the whole story. He says, you know, that Jew from that family, well, I killed him, I took all of his wealth, and that's actually how I got to where I am today. So the king's thinking to himself, and he has an Esther moment. He says to himself, wow, me I damn lace, cause he got the Lamalchus. Maybe this is why I became the king. This is so strange that this whole thing is playing out in front of me. Why is Hashem, or God, whatever thing he believed in, why is he making it happen like this, that I'm hearing the story? It must be I'm supposed to take retribution. He has the guy killed, he tells the family, and he gives all the wealth of this guy back to the Yid's family. And just like that, that Yid was Mammon, and that boy, and that bird, so HaKadosh Baruch, so it was Kach, so Achaz Kama V'Kama, a person who puts his Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the more modern story of the Chuld and the Bor that the Ben Yishchai tells in the Ben Yoyada over here. So it says the Gemara Vayter, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Matztik Es Atzmai Milamata, Matztikin Olav Hadin Milamala. That the more a person perfects himself down here, so the more carefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu dons him upstairs in Shemayim. The more a person perfects himself down here, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu dons him more strictly. He dons him Kechut HaSara, which on the one hand it seems very harsh, but it's also a responsibility. A person who has the capabilities of doing more, so he's mechayiv to do more, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will don him accordingly. The Pelayayitz writes in Erech Chasidus, he writes, that Misha Oiches V'Darga Shutzarech Litol Al Atzmi Chumra, that if a person's holding on a level that he has to take on himself a chumra based on his level, that's something that's appropriate for him to take on. Wow, harsh words. He said that if a person who's holding on such a level, he doesn't do it, he's like a person who doesn't care about the covet of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Rachman al Itzlan. A person has a responsibility, and if he doesn't, so Kadosh Baruch Hu dons him kechut asara, he's matzdikin olav adim ilamala. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, that emes merits titzmach v'tzadik mishamayim nishkaf. Now a person who is emes merits titzmach, on down here, he works on himself and he perfects himself, v'tzadik mishamayim nishkaf. So Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at him like a tzadik also, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu dons him kechut asara. Rabbi Chiya bar Avin Amar, Rav Huna mehacha, he darsh in this drasha from a different pasuk, from the following pasuk, uchirasecha evrasecha. Now based off of your yira is your anger. Based off of a person's yira is the amount of anger, is the amount of strict judgment that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to have towards that person. Rish Lakish Amar mehacha, Rish Lakish learned this idea from a different pasuk. The pasuk says, "Pagata esas va'ise tzedek b'drachecha yizkerucha," that you are pagaya, you punish, you have to punish those that are sus, those that are besimcha, those that are working on themselves, the tzedikim, va'ise tzedek, and those that are do tzedek b'drachecha yizkerucha, that even while you're punishing them, they are mishabeach you, they praise you, heinata katzafta v'nechta b'hem oylam v'nivasheya. And these tzedikim, even when they're punished, they say that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're punishing us, but it's Bahem Oilam v'Nevasheya, it's through this punishment, through these Yisurin, that we're going to get Oilam Haba. And Amrish, Rabbi Shua ben Lakish said about this Pasuk, that Kol HaSamech b'Yisurin Shabon Olav, he's made Yeshua l'Oilam, not just for himself, that if a person is Sameach in the Yisurin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him, so he actually brings Yeshua to the whole entire world. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Bahem, through them, through these punishments, through these Yisurin Shabon Olav, Oilam v'Nevasheya. The world gets Yeshua. That's the tremendous zchus a person has when he gets Yisurin to be sameach, be Yisurin. It brings Yeshua to the whole world, which really is tremendous chizuka. Anyways, a person who's getting Yisurin, it's not like he could do anything to stop it. Anyways, the only thing a person could do is to be sameach, which is a very difficult thing. for a person to take on himself, but at least you see there's tremendous payers to get from such a thing, to be sameach, be asurin, it brings Yeshua to the entire world.